The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Hello, I'm so excited, you guys. I'm finally on the radio talking to you. That truly is a dream come true for me. You know, growing up in Sao Paulo, Brazil, I always dream of coming to the United States and having that extraordinary life. And I have done it, and I truly have been blessed. I have an amazing family. I have an awesome wife, Haley, awesome friends, amazing kids, Robbie and little Sydney. I live in a beautiful house by the grace of God, and I have a thriving medical practice right here in Beverly Hills. Incidentally, in my practice, I meet some of the most incredible people on earth. Over the last 10 years on E, I've had a very successful show called Dr. 90210, and I have traveled pretty much every inch of the globe, met many people of every culture, every walk of life, and I have discovered one thing. Everyone is searching for the same thing. What is that? Happiness. And that is what I'm here to do today, is I'm talking about happiness and how to achieve it. How do we find happiness? How do we make it? How do we live it? How do we keep ourselves happy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually? The three levels of health and happiness, that is what we're going to talk about today. I am here with my co-host, Natalie Day, who has been helping people on the radio for over 10 years. Be very honest with you, I'm addicted to listening to her every Saturday. It's me in my garden listening to her. I love her to death.
Thank you, Dr. A. It's great to be here on the radio again with you. Always so much fun, so much energy. Very excited about today's show. Later on in the interview, we are going to play the clip from the interview you did with Christian Slater when you were out at the racetrack. It's a very fun interview, so make sure everyone listens in and hears that later on in the show after we take some calls and answer some Twitter messages here today. Very fun.
So no one really knows what's going to happen today, but I'm sure we're going to have fun doing it. And I want to remind your listeners that the quickest way to ask us a question is to use Twitter. So send your question to @DrRayOnTheRadio, or you can email us at question@drrobertrayhealth.com. And if you need to get on the show to talk with Dr. Ray personally, this is the absolute best way for you to do it, because then we can get you connected.
Natalie, are you ready for my South African story?
Oh, okay, we're already derailing the interview. Sure, what happened in South Africa?
Of course, when we show up in a country, we do all the media, all the local media, all the national media. And I'm doing a morning show in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And, I finished my part of the show, and I go into the green room. I'm coming around the corner, and there I see this little man. He looks up and says, "Dr. Ray, I watch your show all the time. Welcome to South Africa." South, South Africa. And I go, "Oh my gosh, you're Bishop Desmond Tutu."
Wow.
I grew up listening to you. And so talk about an icon, you know, so important in a country that was so radical in its views of policy, went from apartheid to one of the most egalitarian countries on earth in three short decades. So this is a man I truly worship, and of course, I had to ask the Dr. Ray three questions, totally unrelated to politics, of course.
Now, so what did Desmond Tutu say when you pulled out your flip camera and started interviewing him right there in the green room?
You know, one, I noticed right off the bat that he was a very happy man. Here's a man who truly has walked, to paraphrase King David, to the valley of, the valley shadow of death.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man who's seen the worst humanity can produce. And yet, right off the bat, he struck me as a very, very happy man. Not only happy, further than that, he had a great sense of humor. You know, Natalie, how we always talk about the three levels of beauty, that one of the most important levels, perhaps, is inner beauty. We choose to be happy. We choose to interject a little bit of humor. We choose to not take ourselves so seriously. Right off the bat, he was joking with me about watching my show, hugging and laughing with me. So, aha, mental footnote. Then I asked him about his health secrets. And, he says he eats small portions. He eats frequently. He tries to eat the product of the earth, of Mother Earth. So very, very, very healthy. And finally, he just stays very busy, walks a lot. So it's funny that even in that remote location of the world, somebody who's dealing with major problems still takes care of his temple, still has the three levels of beauty that you and I constantly harp on, which is happy inner self, takes care of, eats a healthy diet, eats frequently in small portions, and exercises. So,
We just got an email here, Dr. Ray, from a lady named Maggie, and she's definitely a fan not only of this show, but of your television show as well. And she writes, and you're going to have to give her a suggestion here, so get ready. And she writes, "Dear Dr. Ray, I love it every time I see you on TV. You have so much positive energy. What's your secret for all that energy? I struggle personally with low energy every day, and I really need to find a way to pick myself up. Booster up."
Well, talk about the three levels of health and happiness. My gosh. It's mental, it's physical, it's spiritual. And Natalie, our system allows our audience, the members of our audience, to really pick up all three aspects of energy, which is mental, physical, and spiritual. So, remove yourself from the negative people.
Okay.
Number two, help your neighbor. Do a little experiment. One holiday, go to the kitchen soup. Don't tell anyone you're going. Gotta be secretive. Help out of the kitchen soup that night when you come home and look in the mirror. You're gonna observe a very funny thing. You cannot wipe the smile off your face. And if you look very close at that mirror, you're gonna observe that you seem to radiate light. Look back in history at the artist. They depicted good people with a halo around them. That's a very simple experiment. So the bluer you get, the more you help other people, and the happier it will make you.
Okay.
Laughing. It is amazing when I've seen the respiratory studies, how much oxygenation we do to the brain when we laugh. So laughing, good.
So first key things I got out of there, surround yourself by happy people or positive people, not negative. How can she physically boost her energy? Because that plays into it. What do you do? You're up 24 hours a day sometimes. How do you stay popping around the TV screen so much?
You know what? A physical turns out to be the easiest. So I don't want you to stress over this one. Let's start with sleep. After midnight, you rest, but you age. So according to the circadian rhythms of the body, which are well documented in the literature, we maximize our rejuvenation, our energy building, are resting from 9 to 12. But say you got the project. All right, hit the sack at 9, get up at 12, work into the wee hours of morning, and maybe take a little cat nap later on. 9 to 12, minimum. Listen, if we remove the frontal lobe in a person, very little happens to the human being. Some things in the human body are very giving, a lot of margin, but some things are not. Sleep, no margin. Less than 7 hours of sleep, or more than 8.5 hours, you're gonna get fat, irritable, you're gonna age. Less or more than 7 to 8.5. So you must sleep at least 7 to 8.5 hours. Any less or any more, fat, depression, all kinds of medical problems. Let's talk about exercise. Mitochondria. As you exercise, you build battery packs inside of your cell. The more you exercise, the more battery packs you have inside of your cell. A person who exercises all the time, you're almost nuts. You have so much energy. I literally drive people nuts. I have so much energy. There's so many mitochondria, battery packs inside myself. So exercise. I'm not talking going to gym and bench pressing 400 pounds. I'm talking around, walking around your block 3 times a week for 45 minutes. Or do my 10-6 routine, which is a 10-minute exercise routine, either way. Finally, diet, people. Diet. You eat crap, you will be crap. You will have no energy. You will be old. You'll be ugly. You guys, let's eat like our ancestors ate. So fruits and vegetables and lean meats. 3 ways to lose weight. Exercise, diet, and thermogenesis. Eating lean meats makes you lose weight and also gives you lots and lots of energy. And there's wonderful, wonderful supplements. I'll give you just one little hint. Liquid B vitamin. Vitamin B in liquid form, sublingual. Take that. Who needs drugs at a party? You will be a nut. You will be the life of the party. Try it.
All right, Maggie, I hope that answers your question. Get rid of those negative people, get some exercise in, and try those liquid B vitamins. Again, if you want more explanation on this, go ahead and visit the website, drrobertrayhealth.com, and he'll give you some more personalized tips there. You know, we do have a wellness community, Dr. Ray, and I know that you're giving a lot of people a lot of personalized help on the website, so I know our listeners are going to love it. Going back to my list of questions that we got from last show, thyroid issues came up quite a bit. We're getting responses on the show, and they want to find out what do they do if they're struggling with a thyroid issue, whether it's underactive or overactive. You know, I had a woman write in that she's been struggling with her thyroid for 3 years. She wrote the word miserable in bold letters, and she says that everything from weight gain, no sex drive, mood swings, depression, and even her hair and skin have started becoming affected. So we talk about happiness on the show a lot. None of those things can be good for happiness. So what are the things we can tell our listening audience about thyroids and what they can do about it?
Walnut. The word is walnut. There is one of the few plants that kickstarts your thyroid. And if you get that thyroid to work a little bit better, weight issues will be a lot easier to deal with. Walnut, 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 walnut. At least a handful of walnuts every single day. I'm talking, ladies, 4 ounces, okay?
Now, we need to go to a quick break. We need to give our wonderful sponsors a moment to share their message with us. But I just got this in a Twitter message, Dr. Ray. And when we come back, I want you to start thinking about the answer now, because when we come back, the question coming in here is this. Dr. Ray, I just got a copy of your new book, Body by Ray. We'll talk about that later. I love it. And I'm going to try your body sculpting plan. But I want to ask about low libido. I have a low libido, and as a woman, it's starting to affect my life. I have this problem. I wanted to know if you have any tips for improving my libido and that I can incorporate while I'm doing your program in your book. I'm 38 years old. I've lost my sex drive. Help.
Sex is such a good, simple way to push the clock back 3 to 5 years. So simple, so healthy. Not only is it excellent for your health, but it's going to keep your marriage a little more tolerable.
All right, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I want you to go ahead and help this this lady and see what we can do. We'll be right back with more On the Air with Dr. Ray.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Essotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Essotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Essotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but 2 free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet? Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. I'm Natalie Day, and you're on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Dr. Ray, right before the break, we took a message from a Twitter fan, and it was a 38-year-old woman, and her basic question was, I'm 38 and I've lost my sex drive. Help. What can we tell women out there who've got a low libido or just aren't interested in sex anymore?
Well, ladies, I gotta digress a little bit. No question, libido is a problem among women. But before you start flogging yourself, let's find the causes and the easy ways to treat it. 55 million American women suffer from libido problems. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
If you do the math and you subtract the 14-year-olds, hopefully, I have a 10-year-old daughter, hopefully subtract the 14-year-olds, and, you know, the cute little ladies who are in the 80s or whatever, it turns out that if you do the math, basically it's 55 million, is pretty much every woman in her reproductive years.
Wow.
Think about it.
So you're saying every woman out there is suffering from a low libido?
Okay, girls. Now, you know I'm very girly. I'm 60% girl. So let's talk. When your girlfriend says that she's doing it twice a week, she's lying.
Really?
I'm a doctor. I know she's lying. She's doing it once per season. Spring, summer, fall, winter. That's how often she's doing it. Why, girls? Why? It is one of the easiest ways to stay young. Studies have shown if you have sex regularly, I'm talking twice a week,
okay,
you will stay 5 years younger. Duh, is going to turn on your little factory, little ovary. You're going to make all kinds of wonderful hormones, and you're going to stay young. Your skin is going to stay youthful. The little acne you're getting as an adult, that's going to go away. You're going to look really, really young.
So are you saying show up next week and I look older, you're going to know I wasn't getting any?
I know your secret, baby. You know, I see everyone naked, right? Plastic surgeons, we see every. It doesn't matter what you tell me. I know the story. But we love you, and we're here to help you. So the idea is, girls, you got to do the wild thing.
Well, what if she doesn't want to do the wild thing? That's what she's asking for. How do we boost up her sex drive?
So the more you eat those refined foods, as we know, they're the devil incarnate, the less we're going to be in the mood. So the idea is, let's get away from those refined foods. I'll give you some easy plant secrets to cranking up the libido.
Okay.
Avocado. Oyucal in Aztec. A plant, of course, of the Americas. The Aztec used to hide their young women when avocado came into season. By the way, ayucado means scrotum in Aztec.
Guacamole has a new meaning to me.
This may not stay a family show for long. Anyhow, Basically, it means scrotum in Aztec, and they used to hide the 17, 18-year-olds because they wouldn't get pregnant. It is a plant that so cranks up your libido. So please, 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 avocado, figs, girls, Dr. Ray's orders. I want every single woman out there to eat a handful of chocolate every day. Are you listening to me? Every single day.
Wow.
Chocolate, I'm not talking the 70-cent crap at the convenience store. That's mostly wax. I'm talking that expensive stuff, that $35 a bar dark chocolate, 70% cocoa. That's what I'm talking about. From my motherland, Brazil, I want you to eat chocolate every day. That turns on a substance inside your brain called PEA. That in turn turns on dopamine, happy, happy, happy neurotransmitter, and serotonin. Happy, happy, happy.
So far I'm eating my way to a better sex life.
Then, even better, it's gonna turn on those cute little ovaries, the little factory, and you're gonna be a little monster. In the morning, you're gonna be wiping off the heel marks from the wall. As you should be. And let's talk about exercise real quick, ladies. We always come back to exercise. It is erroneous to think that we don't want male hormone in the gals. To the contrary, we want a little bit of male hormone in you. How do you make testosterone? As you know, your adrenal glands do make some androgens, make some male hormones, and we want that because that's gonna make you nice and wild. Did you know my Mr. Happy would not get hard unless I had estrogen?
Nope.
So when I manipulate my own hormones through exercise and supplementation, you know, natural supplementation, I'm cognizant not to drop my estrogen too much. Otherwise, I would have the drive to have sex. My Mr. Happy would not get hard, right? So even males need female hormone.
Okay. Let's
talk about females. Females need male hormones, androgens. How do you make male hormones inside of you? Zinc.
Okay.
Zinc and exercise. That makes the male hormone inside of you, and then your husband has to lock the door because here you come.
Wow. All right. So here's the secret to a libido is you need to have some figs, some avocados. You need to eat some dark, dark chocolate while you're exercising and have some zinc.
And any other plants and supplements, which, of course, are elucidated in our book, Body by Ray, which you can get at bodybyray.com. Bodybyray.com.
Absolutely. Well, that was plenty of an answer. And I'm sure that we're going to help a lot of people with those secrets. I'm glad we did it. Again, if you need to send us a question, go ahead to Twitter at Dr. Ray on the radio, and we'll go ahead and answer it for you. You know, Dr. Ray, I know that you're very adamant about something you call the no sweat workout. And you've already mentioned so far in the show, exercise. But the number one reason that our audience isn't exercising is they don't have time to go to the gym and get all sweaty and break up their day. So you want to dedicate a portion of the show to teaching people how to do the no sweat workout, which is what, doing the exercise right where they're sitting?
You know what? There were many years where I was so busy as a surgeon between filming the show and being a medical reporter for Entertainment Tonight, The Insider, and also being the busiest surgeon on earth by the grace of God, that I did my 10-minute, Dr. Ray 10-minute workout at work. So, for example, every time I would pass the door to my surgical suite, I would do a pull-up. So the idea is to hit those critical muscles. Anytime you have a little bit of a break at work, or if you want to be really efficient in the morning when you roll out of bed, you can do it at home. And in my book, bodybyray.com, we show some nice pictures and we explain very, very quickly how to do it. Basically, we're going to break the body down in some major areas. So it's going to be legs and tushy, belly, arms, chest, and back. And we're going to hit those with three sets of three different exercises. And we're gonna put a little resistance on them. And if you do it consistently, so hit each body part twice a week, you cannot help but to be in tone if you're a lady, and bulk up if you are a guy.
Okay, so what is a workout that we can teach people to do over the radio here so that they have no excuse? They're sitting at their desk right now, they're listening to your show. If they're not gonna exercise the rest of the day, what exercise can they do sitting down at their desk right now with us here on the radio?
Ladies, today, certainly, unless you live in a cave, you've observed the award shows, which were in the award season, the SAG and the Golden Globes and the Oscars. Certainly, you've noticed this year in the dresses that the focus was on what? Boobs? No. Boobs are totally out of style.
Today we're
back. You know, with Natalie Portman doing so well on the awards, she's become the it lady, it girl, whatever you want to call her. And so the B cup is in now.
Okay.
So the focus is no longer on the boobs. Don't run to your plastic surgeon and get the breast augmentation. The focus is on the booty. And I know that Miss Twiggy is a very nice lady, but the day of Miss Twiggy is over.
Okay.
Today, curves are in. I speak as a male. I gotta see a little bit of meat on those bones. Otherwise, you know, it's just not gonna do it for me.
Okay.
So, by the way, Haley is a white sister, but she has a Latin booty. How can a Scottish sister have a Latin booty? That's a topic for a different show.
Yes.
So, ladies, for our friends at work or wherever you happen to be right now, just get on your fours on the floor. Yeah, I like this already. I like the direction we're taking here. And I just on your fours, so your hands are on the floor and your knees are on the floor of the carpet.
And we're at work.
I like the mental image of that. Anyhow, I want you to do one leg at a time. I want you to do 10 leg raises. And I want you to repeat that for 3 sets and see how you feel. Then I want you to stand up, because remember, every dress on the red carpet this year play to the booty. Booty's in, booty's in, booty's in. So after that, I want you to stand at the side of your decks and simply raise your leg behind you. 10 repetitions. Repeat that 3 times.
All right,
and
so
when you're done with all that, then I want you to go back on your fours and do a final set of leg raises. Notice, no equipment was necessary, though it didn't have to be in a gym. And that, ladies, if you keep doing that, that booty, baby, that booty is going to pop right up. It's going to look like a sprinter's.
All right, so we have just talked about how you can be exercising at your desk right now, no sweat involved, by doing the exercises Dr. Ray just described. And on the next show, we'll give you another one. By the end of the season here, you're going to know how to do a full workout at your desk without breaking a sweat and getting that body that you want. Again, if you want to see the full no-sweat workout, go to drrobertrayhealth.com. We'll be right back. And we do, we're going to take your calls. Dr. Ray is going to be unscripted, so get ready for some unscripted advice.
You see, this may not stay a family show for long.
Coming up in our next segment, we are going to hear Dr. Ray grill Christian Slater on his health and fitness dieting secrets, how he stays silver screen sexy. So stay with us. We'll be right here back on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Essotique. the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Esotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Esotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray. I'm Natalie Day, and we are taking your calls. Let me go right now to line one.
Hi, Dr. Ray. One of my questions, unfortunately, I haven't been able to listen to your broadcast, but my questions have to do with the that fun change in life as you get older. And I've asked my doctor and looked through the internet, and no one seems to know the answer, particularly in menopause. And so the answer my doctor's given me is, well, you know, if you go back on the pill, it'll regulate everything and the hot flashes will go away. And that has fortunately been true for me, but I also gain weight. And she said, oh, no, pill has nothing to do with it. Well, I can tell you if I go off the pill, I lose 10 pounds. And if I go back on it, I gain 10 pounds. And so my choices are fat and happy or skinny and miserable. And I'm wondering if you have other ideas. I've heard black cohosh, but I was taking three a day, and that wasn't touching it. I know you're not supposed to have caffeine. That's hysterical. I'm a lawyer. Try to take caffeine out of my life. I dare you. Although I did cut down significantly on the caffeine, and that didn't help. So I don't know if you're aware, are there different kinds of pills you can try? Is there a combination of nutraceuticals and things that you've found success with?
Let's go from head to toe, and just let me know what's happening. What's happening to your skin? Is it drying up? What's acne? What's happening? Let's work all the way down to those pretty toesies. The symptoms and signs that you are observing as you're going through this important time of change in your life.
Really, the big one has been, like I said, the hot flashes. And when I say hot flashes, I don't mean once in a while. I got to the point where they were every hour on the hour, and you can feel them coming. And there's not, I was talking to friends, there's not a thing you can do about it. It starts from the inside and goes out.
No question.
I've noticed, I've always had, it was a curse when I was younger. I'm finding it a blessing as I get older. I've always had oily skin. So I'm not noticing dry skin, although it's kind of funny. I hit 40, and all of a sudden, this no-nonsense girl who didn't deal with a lot of girly stuff filled her shower up with body scrubs and sugar scrubs, and I've got more lotion than I know what to do with. So maybe, I preempted that whole issue. But I do know that where I used to run out of the house and maybe throw some eyeliner on, now I don't leave the house unless I've got lotion from head to toe.
So we created detergent. Detergent doesn't exist in nature. So our skin is unaccustomed to these horrifying chemicals that break down all these natural oils. So you're a very smart woman for taking care of your skin and your temple. Skin is such an important part of human sensuality. So you're very, very, very accurate on that. And how about libido? Let's go to the down and dirty. What's going on with libido? Tell me honestly.
Honestly, I've never been so happy since I've been divorced and got rid of the main drag of my libido.
Yes.
Unfortunately, my amazing boyfriend, who I didn't know that you could do a lot of things that apparently you can do.
Oh, you're making me smile, girl. Thank you. Creativity, right?
He lives 1,000 miles away. So,
smart. Creativity behind closed doors. Good, good girl. How much younger is he than you?
Actually, he's significantly older.
You see, he must be a Latin brother. No. Well, you don't have to answer that. Okay. So what's happening to lubrication in those delicate, beautiful areas?
Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
How about...
I have to do with the boyfriend, though, I got to tell you.
Those feminine curves, what's happening to them? Are they staying in place, or...
Well, you know, I have a chest fixed, so that's staying in place very nicely.
That is going to be fixed. It's going to be in place till you give up the ghost.
That was my...
How about the rest?
Is
she looking good?
You know, I exercise a lot because, of course, it's all sagging a little. But, you know, I run, I play soccer, take vitamins.
You're a winner. The bottom line, you're a winner. Okay, let's back all the way up. So now that I know the symptoms, I know the details, let's start at the very beginning. I'm going to preempt by saying this. People, early menopause, good thing. Early menopause, good thing. So I don't want to start a war. Don't even send me emails because I'm not going to read it. No, just kidding. Doctors in the audience, I don't want to start a war among the various factions within medicine. There is a part of medicine that's a little more homeopathic, a part of allopathic medicine that's a little more into chemicals and things like that. I happen to be on the more natural side of allopathic medicine, MD medicine. And listen, I think that study... coming out of MD Anderson in August, I think it makes it pretty clear. As the longer your beautiful breasts are exposed to the female hormones, the more likely you are to get a cancer, of course. I mean, what is one of the most important causative agents in developing a tumor? Estrogen. So, ladies, instead of being all upset that you're having your menopause a little bit early, be happy. Your breast is less subjected to carcinogenic substances. And let's talk about hormone replacement. You know, I think the way nature was designed is so wise. And that study shows again that the birth control pill and hormone replacement can put you at higher risk for breast cancer. I always, you know what, even though I went through all those years of residency in medical school, and I think Western medicine has a lot to offer, I think we should, just not take a hook and sinker, that we should study everything very, very carefully. And I think as a physician, as an MD, that subjecting the body to these exogenous synthetic hormones are deleterious to the body. So early menopause, not a problem, ladies. Hormone replacement, I wouldn't do it because I think that study shows clearly that increases your chances of breast cancer. Okay, if you forget everything else I taught you, exercise, diet, so on and so forth, remember two words, Dong Quai, which you can get at your local supplement store. And that one will ameliorate a lot of these hormones, postmenopausal types of hormonal issues. Give it a try, counselor, and I think you're going to find, together with exercise, a good attitude, that a lot of these little problems will be much, much, much less, at a much, much less scale, or even altogether disappear if you take this more natural approach.
Excellent. Thank you. I had not heard about that, so that's excellent.
Dong Quai.
Donquai?
That's right. Donquai. That's it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Dr. Ray, I'm so happy we were able to get these calls in. My goodness, there's so much information that we're giving out today on the show. Again, the full length of these calls will be available on our website, drrobertrayhealth.com. So make sure you visit us there. We can't certainly get everything into this show. And Doctor, we're getting towards the end of the show here. I want to spend a little bit of time discussing this issue of finding happiness, because from the callers that we just talked to the interviews you've been doing, to the topics you brought out, it seems to be whether you're looking for it mentally or physically or spiritually, everyone's looking for it. It seems like the world is in turmoil. What would you say is missing?
You know what? That's a very deep question. And in this world of political correctness, it's almost difficult to answer that question. What the world is missing is that guiding light. In other words, we have become so secular and we become so obsessed with me, that will basically be the end of the civilization, as it was the end of many other civilizations throughout history.
When it starts becoming just me, and we forget others, and we forget our God, whatever we call our God, Allah, Elohim, Jesus, Moses, whatever it is, then we begin our undoing, because the obsession with self can only lead to depression and self-destruction, period. There is no other outcome to the obsession with self, preoccupation with self. Cicero said, know thyself, but I think it was Jesus who said, give thyself. And I think the latter is a much higher law. Let's talk a little bit about this issue that you brought up of unhappiness among women. I will tell you, somebody, you know, calling from the trenches. It's very nice what they write in the ivory towers and the academic institutions, but I'm in the trenches. I'm elbow deep in blood. I know women inside out. Literally, I know them inside out. And after 30,000 patients, 20 years as one of the busiest, for many years I was the busiest surgeon on earth. But as one of the busiest surgeons on earth, when I lock that examination room door and that dress finally hits that floor, I am yet to meet a mom who is not depressed. And I'm yet to meet a woman who liked herself. But I want to, Natalie, just reset the dial just a little bit. What was, people, what was the last thing God created after the entire universe? That's 1 billion planets. What is the very last thing God created?
Woman. Woman, right?
Woman. God created woman as the apogee of his creative genius. So when you look at that girl in the mirror and you disdain her, you are disdaining the Creator. God doesn't make garbage. And so, when you're going to criticize that girl in the mirror next time, I would just take 1 second to think about what you're doing. You are an incredible creature. You are so well built. You're so efficient. You're so well designed.
Coming up in our next segment, we are going to hear Dr. Ray grill Christian Slater on his health and fitness dieting secrets, how he stays silver screen sexy. So stay with us. We'll be right here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Esotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Esotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Esotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085. 800-731-1085.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
This is Dr. Ray, and you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Ray.
How are you? Who am I speaking
to? This is Eileen.
Eileen, welcome. And how can I help
you? Well, I'm almost 50. I mean, I've gained weight. I do eat well, and I work out. I just seem to have, like, a lack of interest and some depression. I have zero sex drive, my eyesight's changed, and now I found out that my cholesterol's high. And so I'm thinking about taking bioidentical hormones. And I'm wondering if, A, it will help with my cholesterol, because I'm convinced that my cholesterol's higher because of my hormone levels. And is it too late to take them? Have I missed the boat?
All right. So I hear a couple of negatives there, but here, as I peel the negatives away, you know, it's like an onion, inside, I see a woman who's confident, a woman who's a winner, and a woman who's been a little bit misled. Let's talk about aging for a second, because I've gotten to the point, if I hear that just one more time, I'm going to either la-la-la or jump off a bridge. The bottom line is, we are not designed to go to the nursing home at 40. You are now at 50 prime. I'm 50. And let me tell you this, pretty girl, I am prime. I am, my poor wife has to lock the bathroom door. Otherwise, she's going to be wiping heel marks off the walls early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And so I do a lot of mixed martial arts, as everyone knows. And as a judicial practitioner, I fight 20-year-old guys and kick their heads in. So, you know, I operate till 2 o'clock in the morning. So, no, you and I are the same age. 50, now get into your pretty years. 50 is prime. You are prime. So just if you do not believe that inside your head, no matter what we do externally, you're cooked. You have to believe inside your head. So, but inside of your pretty head, you've gone for this BS that the media told you. The media's telling that you're old. That's why God gave you a middle finger. You're not old. You're young. I'm young. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is this. 50 is prime. So how do we take care of our prime body? Hot flashes, there are all kinds of wonderful herbal. There's all kinds of wonderful supplements that will help from dark chocolate to dates. The Americans don't eat dates. But listen, I want you to start eating dates. Dates is, right, has boron. That dates has one of the highest level boron, B-O-R-O-N. Boron will kickstart your little hormones. Chocolate will do the same. Dark, expensive chocolate, high cocoa levels. Zinc, please. As I said to the last caller, Dong Quai. Dong Quai is probably the most miraculous plant God ever made for women to deal with what? Bloating, anger, hot flashes. I have had several patients that completely stopped having hot flashes, completely. But as you get back to the exercise diet
And as you get back to your ideal weight, stop eating refined things. The fastest way to get massively depressed is eat refined sugar, refined flour. So let's eat like our ancestors, primarily fruits and vegetables and lean meats. Let's choose to be happy. Stop stifling the sensuality inside of you. Let that flirtiness come out and choose to be happy. And if you do all of that, girl, this next half of your life, listen, you know how I'm going down to my grave? I'm going to look just like this. Yes, no sleeves at 93, ripped to the bone, cool hair, and they're wearing the Italian suits. And I'm going to be young till the day they put me in the ground. And you too, because now, girl, you're starting the most important years of your life. All your great accomplishments are going to come now. So please, stop thinking that 50 is old. Otherwise, I'm coming to your house, and I'm spanking that pretty behind myself. Remember, bioidentical hormones, that's what I'm all about. Bioidentical hormones, nature already has in it. For example, the bioidentical hormone I take is tubulus. That is why, you know, I can be so muscular at 50. That's why I'm so strong at 50. I take Murupuoma, another bioidentical hormones. I'm Dr. Bioidentical Hormones, so I'm all for it. So keep it up. Stay away from man-made things and look to nature, unless you know you have a real medical problem. Okay? Thank you for the phone call. Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Ray, what a great call. I think you really helped Eileen get inspired, not looking at her age and her symptoms as a crutch, but something that she can do something about and really start to enjoy and live life. So I hope we answered her questions. And again, if you have more questions that are specific, please join us on drrobertrayhealth.com and you can get personalized advice from the doctor himself. Right now, I want to go to our long-awaited interview with Christian Slater, one of my favorite actors. And Dr. Ray, you were able to catch up with him on the racetrack and one of your recent trips. And I listened to this interview that you did with him. I was giggling the entire time. It was so much fun and so much energy. So I want to close the show with this interview with Christian Slater. Listen to this amazing interview with Dr. Robert Ray and Christian Slater. Listen to this.
My wife is in love with you, Dr. Ray.
Yes, of course it is. I saw you out there.
My wife is in love with you.
Is that him?
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's crazy.
You're even handsomer in person.
Oh, come on.
How is that possible? Listen, easy question for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
What is your key for being so ripped?
Oh,
you're
thank
in great
you.
Shape. What is your key?
Too,
your arms
man.
Are big.
Well, let's see. I do some tennis. I do some tennis.
How often?
I just started getting into that in the last, I guess, couple months.
Okay.
I'm starting to try and pick that up.
Diet.
And diet, I pretty...
Tell me the truth.
I eat a lot of steak.
Steak, okay. Steak. Lean, of course, right?
Yeah, lean meat.
What else? How about doughy things? You eat doughy things? You don't look like you eat doughy things.
I don't eat a lot of doughy things. Every now and then, look, I'll treat myself. I like to enjoy my life. I like to, but balance is the key. Balance is the key.
How do you deal with cheating?
Cheating.
You're blushing. Never mind.
You mean?
Dietary cheating.
Oh, dietary cheating. I love cheesecake.
No,
cheesecake is without a doubt my favorite. I know, it's evil.
How do you deal
it's
with the next
evil.
Day? How do you deal with the next day?
How do you deal with it the next day?
Yeah, after you cheat.
Well, what do you think we do?
Our secret, right?
Yeah.
How about your new show? Time and what? And tell me a little something about
okay,
it.
Okay, the show is April 6th, 9:30, right after American Idol. You know, I'm not even asking people to watch the show.
We're going to watch it. NBC
Telemundo. No, all I'm asking is for people not to change the channel.
You're stunned.
Just keep it there. Go outside, play Frisbee, make yourself a sandwich, have some cheesecake.
You're very, very humble. Last question, I
yes,
promise.
Sir.
So many boys in your neighborhood, my favorite question. Yes. How come you alone rose out of that neighborhood? What is the key to success in life? Yes, we are writing a book.
Wow. Well, that's very nice. Actually,
key to success.
But a lot of the people I did go to school with, I went to a professional children's school. So I was in there with a lot of actors who have, Scarlett Johansson, she has risen to great heights, and I was a very, very good school. But I think not taking things too seriously is probably the most important deal, especially yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously.
That's very good.
Yeah, baby.
My wife loves him. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening.
On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please join host Dr. Robert Ray and co-host Natalie Day again for another terrific show. And have a great week until then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.